Okay, let's check in Southern Marquette County today and see if we can get a hold of Greg at Bait Plus and Gwen and see what he's been hearing from bow hunters from this past opening weekend, as well as bird hunters and any fishing still going on around the Gwen area. So let's dial up Greg at Bait Plus and Gwen.
Bait Plus, Greg speaking.
Hey, Greg, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show. You got a chance to talk to me right now?
Yeah, you bet.
I know you're real busy. You got a whole bunch of other projects going on, not you know, withstanding running the shop there, but we can talk about that down the road. But I want to talk to you about hunting and a little bit of fishing. If you don't mind, I'd like to find out, first of all, let's start with the bow hunters. What are you hearing?
Well, in this area, not a whole lot of success right now, but I have seen a nice 8-pointer get taken open in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right in the local area here. Beautiful 8-pointer. But as far as success goes, there wasn't a whole lot of since opening morning. People have been seeing a few here and there, but nothing coming in at the times where they can shoot.
Sure.
A few on camera, you know.
Trail cameras?
Yeah.
Okay.
A few on camera.
Well, what are you seeing as a retailer right now? How are bait sales going this year compared to the last few years?
They're about the same, I'd say. There's still people excited about getting out there and doing some hunting and just getting out in the woods even, you know. If you can see a few deer, that's all the better. But it's about the same. We're doing apples and sugar beets right now. I've been noticing that there's been a few more sugar beets. Usually people wait till they're a little colder and like to freeze them.
Mm-hmm.
A little sweeter for the deer, but sugar beets has actually been going pretty well right now too.
Well, we're noticing a lot of people excited this year. I think probably because the weather has been almost absolutely perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You know, cold at night, mild during the day. Today's actually one of the warmer days that we've had since opening a bow season.
Perfect fall day.
People don't like to sit in 70-degree weather in their camo. Most people don't have 70-degree weather camouflage, you know what I mean?
Right. And then you get the mosquitoes that start coming out again.
Right. So anyway, that would be the first thing I notice. I don't know if you're kind of feeling the same thing. At least it's a pleasure to sit in a deer stand right now.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
So what are you carrying? You know, you mentioned apples and sugar beets. What else are you carrying for the deer hunters?
Oh, we got the protein blocks. We got salt blocks, the solid mineral salt, different mineral mixtures. There's like a sugar beet block, acorn block, stuff like that.
Nope.
Different blocks.
Okay. And you mentioned carrots. Are you looking at carrots anytime soon?
Well, yeah. This weather's still a little bit warm for them, but I'm thinking next week we'll have carrots in.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe potatoes, but might try that just to see how they go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, huh. I've actually never tried that.
Yeah, there's a few people that will get a truckload, you know.
Huh.
I think I might be trying them out of the shop here soon.
And when we jump back into this conversation with Greg from Bait Plus and Gwen in our next Outdoor Report, we're going to find out what he's been hearing from the bird hunters, as well as any fishing still going on around the Gwen area. So stay tuned for part two coming up in our next Outdoor Report. This is The Outdoor Show.